long day here in Pratt, Kansas, and we're down to the final quarterfinal game of today's slate. State Softball Championship Tournament. We appreciate everyone tuning in here on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tam at Ray Penning in studio on the ones and the twos, keeping us dialed in and locked up, ready to go. Final quarterfinal here today. It's the Oskaloosa Bears and the Central Heights Vikings. Before we dive into this matchup, talk about both of these teams. We'll get you caught up on the bracket and the other three quarterfinals that were played here today. Well, it started at 11 a.m. this morning, the 2-7 matchup with Inman and St. Mary's Colgan, and that might have been the best game of the day so far. An eight-inning win for Inman, the two-seed improving to 23-1. They won it in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was a 7-6 final, and that was after Pitt Colgan took a lead in the seventh inning on a two-run homer, but Inman would tie it in the bottom half of the seventh inning and would go on to win it 7-6 in that bottom of the eighth inning. Well, we had the Onega Buffaloes here in game number two. You heard that broadcast on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, and the Blue Stem Lions getting the win there. The three-seed Lions, a 2-0 victory over the Buffaloes, so Blue Stem improving to 21-3. As that sets up one semifinal with Inman and Blue Stem tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Well, the winner of our upcoming game with Central Heights and Oskaloosa will get the top seed and number one ranked Cedar Vale Dexter, who had to get by 8-seed Medicine Lodge. That was a 3-2 final. Cedar Vale Dexter actually a 3-0 lead going into the seventh, but Medicine Lodge put a couple runners on, got a couple across, but ultimately fell short by one run. So again, Dexter, Cedar Vale, now record of 27-1, the number one seed awaits the winner of the 4-5 matchup here, which is coming your way momentarily. Again, the Central Heights Vikings and the Oskaloosa Bears. Central Heights, the 4-seed, a record of 23-4 on the season. They were the 2025 Three Rivers League champions. Boy, they were dominant in their regional tournament, outscoring their three opponents 39-6. They beat Altoona Midway in the first round 14-0. They beat Southern Lyon County 9-0 in the semifinals, and then they defeated Waverly in that regional championship game. That final was 16-6. The 5-seed here in Pratt, that is the Oskaloosa Bears, representing the Northeast Kansas League. They finished second place in the league standings behind the champion McLouth Bulldogs. Bears have a record of 22-5 on the season, and they were impressive as well en route to their regional championship, defeating Jefferson County North 10-0 in round number one. Followed that up with another shutout win, 5-0 against Mission Valley in the semifinals. Then they would go on to beat Rossville 4-1 in that regional championship game. Let's not forget, Rossville knocked out the two-time defending champion McLouth Bulldogs in the semifinals in extra innings. And all eight of these teams, which started here today, which is now down to five, I'm sure breathed a heavy sigh of relief knowing that McLouth was upended in the semifinals by Rossville, but Oskaloosa would go on to beat the Dogs in the regional championship. Again, that final was 4-1. Again, Brandon Tamman with you, Ray Penning, our studio producer, excited to bring you some 2-1A state softball action here on KARE Radio and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's highlight a few of these players as our pregame coverage continues on here. We'll start with Central Heights. As we mentioned, the 4-seed, a record of 23-4. Their only losses this season, 4 singular games. They lost to Jayhawk Lynn. They lost to West Franklin. They lost to McLouth, who we had just mentioned, the two-time defending champs, which means we will have a new 2-1A softball state champion, first one besides McLouth since that 2022 season. And then after that, they had a loss as well to Uniontown. So Central Heights, again, their 4 losses, Jayhawk Lynn, West Franklin, McLouth, and Uniontown. Well, one of their top players, Melanie Christian, a senior and a shortstop. She is certainly an all-state caliber player, a 5.93 batting average, 37 stolen bases on the year. If she gets on, she is going to be a handful for the Bears on the infield front. Arcelli Crump, who is in the cleanup spot today and is going to be inside the circle for head coach Jamie Seacrest and this Viking squad. She does it on both sides. Crump with a 4.88 batting average and 36 RBIs. And inside the circle, as we mentioned, she'll get the start today inside that circle. 208 strikeouts, including a game in which she had 19. So she is certainly racking up the strikeouts here to do the same here against the Oskaloosa Bears. Well, let's go to the Bears side. Again, a second-place finish in the Northeast Kansas League here in 2025. They went 15-3 in league play, in the record 22-5 overall, representing the 5 seed here in this 18 field. Let's start with Lily Pullen. Pullen has been a crucial part. The sophomore who's batting 5th today for the Bears, and she will also be inside the circle, so a very good pitching matchup. Pullen missed the first 12 games of the season as she was recovering from an injury, which was broken ribs. And Oskaloosa would go on to lose 4 of their 5 games in that 12-game stretch. But since Pullen was back into the lineup, Oskaloosa, they have won 14 of 15 games, and their only loss in that stretch was to 3A Wellsville. So just that sheer stat alone tells you the importance of this sophomore and Lily Pullen being in this lineup for the Oskaloosa Bears. Speaking of the Bears offense, they're hitting 400 as a team. Collectively, they have hit 10 home runs. They're averaging 11 runs per game, and when they get on the base pass, they are aggressive as well. They have stolen nearly 120 bases as a team this season. That is good for over 4 stolen bags a game. And then going back to Pullen real quick, one note, she threw a perfect game in the regional semifinal win against Mission Valley, and then she would go on to pitch that regional title game against Rossville, who we mentioned beat McLeod in the semis. She held Rossville in that regional championship game to just 3 hits. So she was on one in those 2 games, those 2 wins that got Oskaloosa here to the state tournament for the first time since 2019. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get to the lineup cards and the first pitch. It's softball here on Care Radio, 2-1A in Pratt. It's the final quarterfinal of the day. We'll get to the lineups and the first pitch right after this.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
High school softball here on Care Radio. Ray Penning in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman here in Pratt, Kansas, bringing you the final quarterfinal game in this 2-1A state softball championship tournament. It is the 4-5 matchup for the Oskaloosa Bears and the Central Heights Vikings. Let's get you tonight's lineup cards as we are inching closer to the first pitch. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard per usual. The 5 seed Oskaloosa Bears at state for the first time since 2019, in which they finished second place in that tournament just a short 6 seasons ago. But the Oskaloosa Bears, again, the 5 seed at 22-5 under head coach Aubrey Harsh. And the Bears will go like this in this matchup against the Vikings today. Leading things off is junior shortstop Lydia Turner. Batting second is junior catcher Paris Olivia Marsh. Batting third is the sophomore left fielder Kirsten Mitchell. In the cleanup spot, that is freshman third baseman Harper Heston. Batting fifth, the sophomore pitcher, Lily Pullen. Batting sixth is the freshman second baseman, Bryn King. Batting seventh, the freshman center fielder, that is Maisie Peak. Batting eighth, the freshman DP, that is Michaela Berry. Batting ninth, the junior right fielder, that is Carly Warner. And in the flex defensively at first base, that is junior in Maddie Farmer. So again, for the Oskaloosa Bears at 22-5 on the year, Turner at short, Olivia Marsh catching, Mitchell in left, Heston at third, Pullen the pitcher, King at second, Peek in center field, Barry the DP, Warner the right fielder, and Farmer the flex playing defensively at first base. For the Central Heights Vikings under head coach Jamie Sechrist, a record of 23-4, and the four seed in this field. This is their fourth consecutive trip to the state tournament. They finished third back in 2022, but have lost in the first round in each of the last two seasons. And under head coach Jamie Sechrist, their Viking lineup here today against the Bears will go like this. Leading things off is senior shortstop Melanie Christian. Batting second is the junior right fielder Ashley Harkins. Batting third is the junior second baseman Macy Kubik. In the cleanup spot, that is junior pitcher Arceli Crump. Batting fifth is the senior first baseman, that is Sydney Evans. Batting sixth, that is the senior third baseman, Abigail Roulette. Batting seventh, the sophomore DP, that's Kaylee Latimer. Batting eighth is the junior catcher in Lila Hamblin. And batting ninth is the senior center fielder in Jaylee Ferguson. And defensively, the flex spot out in left field, that is Addison Olette. So again, for the Vikings here today against the Bears, it's Christian at short, Harkins in right, Cubitt at second, Crump the pitcher, Evans at first, Roulette at third, Latimer the DP, Hamblin catching, and Ferguson in center field with Olette the flex defensively in left field. And glad to be a part of your Thursday early evening hours here on Care Radio. Shout out Ray Penning, our studio producer, bouncing back and forth. We have had a bevy of games featuring multiple area teams across the MSC Sports Radio Network, multiple sites across 2-1A and 3-A in baseball softball quarterfinals here today. We've had quite a few local teams move on to semifinals tomorrow. So excited to bring you more coverage as we inch closer. Now, the Oskaloosa Bears join our group of teams that have advanced to Friday. We will certainly wait and see. But should be a good matchup here today between the 4-5 matchups. These two teams separated by just one game in their overall record. Again, going back to the four seed, Central Heights Vikings, dominant regional tournament, outscoring their opponents 39-6. Their fourth consecutive trip here to Pratt, finishing third back in 2022, but have lost in the first round in each of the last two seasons. Now on the other side, Oskaloosa, back at state for the first time since 2019. They finished second place in 19. They had a runner-up finish in 2018 as well, and also 2016. But both those years, 2016 and 2018, that was in the 3A classification. And then going back to 2012, they also had a fourth place finish in the 3A classification as well. Boy, they dominated the Northeast Kansas League for some time. From 2012 to 2019, the Bears won 8 consecutive league championships. And overall for the Oskaloosa Bears softball program, this is their 7th trip to state in school history. Well, the Central Heights Vikings in their light blue tops, dark gray pants, getting set to play defense here to start. The road team on the scoreboard, the 5-seed Oskaloosa Bears in the white uniform tops with the red pinstripes. They got the red pants with a white and blue singular stripe down each side of the pant leg. Get Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. We are set for high school softball here in Pratt. 2-1A state tournament action. Final quarterfinals here today. And going up against Arceli Crump inside the circle, the Bears top three in the order, Lydia Turner, Paris Olivia Marsh, and Kirsten Mitchell. And if one of those three are able to get on, the cleanup spot in Harper Heston would be after that. Well, excited to bring it to you again. Arceli Crump is inside the circle. She is a very good pitcher, 208 strikeouts entering today's ballgame. And she will look to add to that total against this Bears team that is averaging 11 runs per game. We're set for softball here on Care. The junior shortstop Lydia Turner steps in. Arceli Crump inside the circle, the righty to righty. First pitch a little bit inside, missing on a fastball. One ball, no strikes, and here we go. Lydia Turner leading off this Bears lineup, batting from the right side, wearing jersey number one. Resting that bat on the right shoulder, lifts it up, takes another one in there from Crump, and that one in there for a called strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. The Oskaloosa Bears head coach Aubrey Harsh looking to make it to day two tomorrow. Expecting a good matchup here today as Turner takes one high for ball two, and it's two balls and one strike. Bears are hitting 400 as a team. They're right on the dot. They have scored 300 runs this season entering today's game. Next pitch, a little bit outside, 3-1 on the junior shortstop. This is Lydia Turner. Good opportunity. Let's see if the Bears can get their leadoff man on. Crump sets inside the circle and fires. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and it's now full at 3-2. The 7th trip to state for Oskaloosa Bears softball in their program history. A big 3-2 pitch to lead off the game. Here it is, and it's hit out towards right field, and it drops in for a base hit. That is solid piece of hitting by Lydia Turner. She works it to a full count, and the Bears have their first hit and their first batter of today's game. That brings up the junior catcher in Paris, Olivia Marsh. She wears jersey number 5. She will bat as well from the right side of the dish. So Turner at first, and nobody out. No score, top one. Corner infield is in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, past the diving arms of Cubitt at second base, and heads up running by Turner. She's going to round third, and she's going to come all the way in to score the game's first run of the game. Goodness me, what a play. A sharply hit ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Cubitt, dove for it, ricocheted off her glove in shallow center field, and the center fielder, Ferguson, waited a little bit too long. Turner comes all the way around from first to score, and the Bears have a 1-0 lead. How about that? Olivia Marsh at first base, nobody out. Bears 1-0. Here's Kirsten Mitchell. Takes the first pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, couldn't have wrote out a better start here for the Bears. First two batters up, one across already. Still nobody out. Olivia Marsh at first. Mitchell at the dish with the count, no balls, 1-1. Crump sets and fires. Just a little bit outside. Now a throw down to first. Tag applied, but not in time. Olivia Marsh back in safely. Even count here on Kirsten Mitchell, the sophomore left fielder for the Bears. 1-1. Bats from the right side. Jersey number 4. Fairly straight up with her stance. Good bend to the knees. Good wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Crump set. She shows bunt. Puts it down, but it's foul. Now the count not in Mitchell's favor. It's 1-2. So the bunt option probably goes away here. Defensively behind Crump, Roulette at third, Christian at short, Cubitt at second, Evans at first, Hamblin the catcher, Olette in left, Ferguson in center, Harkins is in right. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Mitchell for out number 1. Now the ball gets chucked out into center field, a tag applied to second in time for a double play. Well, after the swing and miss strikeout there by Mitchell, Olivia Marsh got tied up between second and first. Ball was thrown out into shallow center. Ferguson Fields got it back into the infield in time. And Olivia Marsh picked off at second for out number 2, just like that. So 2 down. Here is Harper Heston. Wears jersey number 18. Bats from the left side. Takes the first pitch, called strike. And it's 0-1. Well, that's solid if you're Central Heights, kind of a buzzkill if you're the Bears on that swing. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball. Foul belt high, and it's 2-2. But again, the Bears are out to a 1-0 lead on an RBI single by Olivia Marsh. But a double play just a moment ago put 2 quick outs on the board, and the bases are empty, and there's a fastball swung on and missed for strike number 3, and that retires the side. But again, the Bears get on the board, an RBI knock by Paris Olivia Marsh. We go to the home first here on Care, with the Bears leading 1-0.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
High school softball continuing here on Care Radio. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman here. As the clouds have moved away, the sun is shining. That has certainly not been the case for the majority of today's action, but some of the best set weather here we have had for Now the fourth and final quarterfinal here today. The Oskaloosa Bears, one run, two hits in that top of the first inning and a 1-0 lead as the 4 seed and 23-4 Central Heights Vikings will have their first opportunity at the plate facing the Bears starting pitcher in Lily Pullen. It'll be Melanie Christian, Ashley Harkins, and Macy Cubitt. And if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Arcelli Crump in that cleanup spot. So the Bears have the advantage at 1-0. Winner gets the top seed in 27-1, Dexter Cedarvale Spartans, in a 1 o'clock tilt tomorrow afternoon in a semifinal. So here we go, bottom of the first inning. Lily Pullen set to do work inside the circle for the Bears. Here's Melanie Christian, the senior shortstop, an all-state quality athlete, just south of a .600 batting average this season. Pullen's first pitch, she is a lefty, fires it in there, and it's a called strike on a fastball knee high, and Christian falls behind at 0-1, and the bottom of the first is underway. Christian, again, a right-handed hitter, little open on her stance, wearing jersey number 9. Pullen's next pitch is fouled away, and quickly no balls and two strikes. Mentioned Christian, again, a .593 batting average, 37 stolen bases. Is looking to get on and advance. But right now, the count not in her favor. It is 0-2. Resting that bat on the right shoulder, Pullen sets the lefty, kicks, deals. It is in the dirt, ball one. Central Heights, the Three Rivers League champions here in 2025. Dominated their regional tournament, defeated Waverly 16-6 in that regional final. One ball, two strikes. First batter here in the bottom of the first. Bears are out to a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch. A little bit low, two balls and two strikes. Ashley Harkins, the junior right fielder, in the on-deck circle. Macy Cubitt in the hole. Lady Bears cross front of the Oskaloosa uniform tops. Here's a 2-2. Just a bit outside. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes. So Pullen jumped out in front 0-2. Christian has battled back to make it 3-2. Vikings dark gray pants, light blue uniform tops. The 3-2 by Pullen is fouled away. Good cut. Little late on it was Christian, but try it again at three balls, two strikes. On the top of the first inning, leadoff hitter for Oskaloosa, Lydia Turner, worked a full count. Had a similar battle, but ultimately got on with a single. Christian certainly would like to replicate that here. Another 3-2 by Pullen is on the way. Another foul off. So a third consecutive 3-2 pitch coming up here to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Wide open on that right side batting stance for Melanie Christian. Here is the third consecutive 3-2 pitch, and it's a ground ball up the middle, out into center field. That is a base knock. And now it's muffed by the center fielder. Throw to second is not in time. Pete, the center fielder, did not field that cleanly at all. And we talked about the stolen bases, the aggressiveness of Christian. She saw that and instantly took off for second. It is a single and an error. And just like that, the game tying run in scoring position with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up the junior right fielder and Ashley Harkins. That's from the right side, a touch open on the stance as well. Runner at second base, nobody out. Bears with a 1-0 lead, just getting going on Care Radio. Pullen sets and fires the first pitch to Harkins. She puts down a beautifully placed bunt. The only play is at first, and a good throw there by Pullen to get the out. So Harkins doing her job on the opposite side, Pullen doing her job. First out here in the bottom of the first, and Christian at third base. So here's the junior second baseman, Macy Cubitt, on the right-handed hitter. Rocking jersey number 2, fairly straight up with her stance. Game-tying run at third base with one out here in the home first. Pullen sets. Left foot staggered forward, first base side of the rubber, fires in a called strike, and it's 0-1. Arcelli Crump in the on-deck circle. Well, the weather was not good overnight. and it was gloomy and chilly throughout most of this afternoon, but that has cleared away here in Pratt. Two balls, one strike, one out, runner at third. Here's the pitch by Pullen, and just a touch south below the knees, one ball, one strike. Cubitt enters this tournament, a even batting average of .333. Love to add to that and get this game tied. One ball, one strike. And Pullen sets and deals. This is hit off the end part of the bat, right side. This should score a run. It's bobbled by the second baseman, King, and everybody is safe. If it's fielded cleanly, it's a run and an out, but it's not fielded cleanly, and it's a run and no out. That is the second error of the inning that has led to the game-tying run as Cubitt is safe at first on the E4. It's going to bring up the junior pitcher, Arcelli Crump. A 1-1 tie with one out, one on, bottom of inning number one. So Pullen sets, belt high, leans back, fires it forward, and it's fouled away by Crump. And the count, no balls, one strike. At this point, defense pitching is so crucial. And right now for the Bears, a couple of early errors in this inning has allowed the Vikings to tie the game. No balls, one strike on Crump. Here's the pitch by Pullen. It is in there for a called strike. Throw down to first. Tag applied, but just not in time. Boy, that was a close play, but Cubitt got back safely. Good heads-up play by the catcher, Olivia Marsh, to keep her on track. No balls, two strikes here on Crump. Sydney Evans in the on-deck circle. Pullen would love to issue up a strikeout here. Here it is. And there it is. She put it down, a swing and a miss. Another throw down by Olivia Marsh, not in time, but a big second out recorded as Pullen issues her first strikeout here in today's game. Here's the senior first baseman, Sydney Evans, another right-handed hitter wearing jersey number 15. Runner at first base is Cubitt, now with two down, a 1-1 tie here in the home first. Pullen sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Good location there on that inside part of the plate. It's 0-1. A lot of juniors and seniors across this 1-9 for this Vikings team that is appearing in their fourth consecutive state tournament. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Evans. And there again for a called strike. About the same spot, knee high, inside part of the plate. And Evans now, protection mode initiated. No balls, two strikes. Fairly straight up with her stance from that right side box. Slight bend to the knees, kind of opens up that left leg a touch. No wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Evans to end that inning. A couple of errors didn't help the Bears, but nonetheless, they get out of it with one run allowed. So a tie game through one, 1-1 on the scoreboard. We go to the second inning after this here on KARE Radio.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
High school softball continues here on KARE Radio. Brendan Tamman here in Pratt. Beautiful mid-late afternoon as Oskaloosa and Central Heights go to the second inning. And it's a 1-1 tie. Ray Penning, our studio producer, shout out to him. Arcelli Crump back inside the circle facing 5, 6, and 7. And this Oski lineup with Lily Pullen leading things off, followed by Bryn King and Maisie Peak. Pullen the lefty, the sophomore steps in. Open on that stance, plays up in the box. Crump sets and fires. First pitch low for ball number one. And the top of the second inning is moving along. Bears team a record of 22-5. They are 14-1 when Pullen is in the lineup. She missed the first 12 games with broken ribs. Next pitch, touch outside, and now two balls and no strikes. Both teams getting a run in that first inning. Olivia Marsh, the RBI for the Bears. A 1-1 tie. Here's an 0-2. Or correction, a 2-0 is in there for a called strike, and it's now two balls, one strike. And now the clouds touching up in front of the sun, putting it away for just a short time here. As a 2-1 is on the way, and it's a swing and a miss. Or correction, that was a 1-2, and down goes Pullen. So three consecutive strikeouts for Arcelli Crump after giving up a couple of hits to the first two batters. So here's Bryn King, a freshman. Bats from the right side, jersey number 3. One out, nobody on here in the top of the second inning. This game tied at 1-1. And the top seed Spartans of Cedarvale Dexter got everything and a little bit more in their matchup with the 8 seed Medicine Lodge, but they held on and advanced with a 3-2 win just a short while ago. King puts together a good swing, fouls off the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Corner infield playing in. That's Roulette at third, Evans at first. Good bend to the knees here by the freshman in King. Here's an 0-1. Just missed inside, one ball, one strike. Macy Peak in the on-deck circle. On that last half inning, mentioned how the Central Heights lineup was filled with a lot of juniors and seniors. That's not so much the case here for the Bears. Next pitch, good swing, but a little late, and King fouled it away over the fence down the right field line, and King now behind at one ball, two strikes. Couple juniors at the top of the lineup, and then you get that middle part of the order. You get a sophomore, freshman, freshman, freshman. So not a single senior in this lineup for the Bears. There's a nice off-speed pitch, bit back into the middle of the zone, called strike 3. King down for out number 2. 4 consecutive strikeouts now for Crump. That brings up the freshman in Maisie Peak. So Peak steps in, a right side hitter. Good bend to the knees. No movement with that bat above the right shoulder. Base is empty, 2 out. She shows bunt. Crump throws in a low fastball, and it's tipped off the bat. A foul ball there on that bunt attempt, and it's 0-1. The Bears 14-1 over their last 15 games. And are back here at the state tournament for the first time since 2019, in which they finished runner-up last season. Here's an 0-1 to Peak. Late swing and caught nothing but air, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes. So Crump's finding a groove after giving up leadoff hits to Turner and Olivia Marsh in the first. She has struck out 4 consecutive batters and has Peak behind at 0-2. Arcelli Crump deals in there, called strike 3. And that was a very swift inning. Crump strikes out the side. She has struck out 5 in a row. Go to the bottom of the second inning, a 1-1 tie here in Pratt.
The Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
Here in Pratt, Kansas, a beautiful mid-afternoon. It's the final 2-1A softball quarterfinal, the 4-5 matchup with Central Heights and Oskaloosa. Go to the bottom of the second inning, Central Heights and Oski tied at 1-1. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamma with you. Appreciate everyone hanging with us, those Oskaloosa fans, especially if you were unable to make it out. We appreciate you tuning in as the Bears look to advance to the semifinals tomorrow with the top seed, Cedarvale Dexter, awaits the winner here. So Lily Pullen inside the circle, back to it for a second time. She will face 6, 7, and 8 in this Vikings lineup, starting with Abigail Roulette, followed by Kaylee Latimer, and then Lila Hambley. Roulette, a senior, a right-handed hitter at third base defensively. First jersey number 3 sets up in the right side batter's box, a wide open stance, that left foot on that front left corner of the right side batter's box. Here's Pullen's first pitch of the second inning, and it's just a bit outside for ball 1. Pullen sets quickly. The lefty with that left foot staggered forward, first base side of the rubber. There's a good pitch there. Swung on and missed, and evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Central Heights, they have been here, they have done that, but they have not done that. By saying that, meaning capturing that state title with in their fourth consecutive appearance here. This one is lifted high in the air. It's going to be playable on the infield right side for the second baseman, King. She makes the shoulder-high catch for out number one. And that brings up the sophomore in Kaylee Latimer. Sophomore DP bats from the right side. Not much bend to the knees. A little bit open on that stance. No movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Pullen spins the ball to her left hip. And Sats gets the call from Olivia Marsh, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Central Heights, this is their sixth trip to the state tournaments in program history. And their fourth consecutive. Another good pitch, a fastball swung on and missed by Latimer, and it snowballs two strikes. They have been ousted in the first round, Central Heights has, in each of the last two seasons. Oh, and that one runs inside and hits Latimer in the left shoulder. So after Pullen jumped in front 0-2, she gives up a free pass with one out here in the home second. So Latimer at first base, and that brings up the junior catcher in Lila Hamblin, wears jersey number 11 and sports a very good set of defensive numbers. She also hit a home run in the regional championship game, which was a victory again over Waverly. First pitch outside to her for ball one. Latimer at first base with one out. This game is tied at 1-1. Pullen sets and fires. And a foul off there to the right side. 1-1. Pitch was below the knees. Kind of a golf style of swing there with the P wedge. And laced over the fence down the right field line, foul. 1-1, one out, one on. 1-1 here in the second. Pullen Sats gets the call from Olivia Marsh. Spins it at the left hip and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good off speed there, and it's 1-2. Jaylee Ferguson is in the on-deck circle here for Central Heights. Pullen has struck out two here today so far. Right now has the advantage on Hamblin at 1-2. Here's the pitch. A little bit low. 2-2. Latimer at first after being hit in the left shoulder on an off-speed pitch on an 0-2 count. Pullen works quickly. Left foot staggered forward. First base out of the rubber. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Hamblin. Third strikeout here for Pullen, and out number two here in the second. And brings up the number nine hitter and senior center fielder, Jaylee Ferguson. She'll bat from the right side also as well and wearing jersey number 21. Plays back in the box fairly straight up with the stance as Pullen delivers. Knee high. Couldn't tell if that was a called strike. It appears so. It's 0-1. Well, the Vikings sent five to the plate in the first, scoring one. Ferguson, the fourth batter up here in the second with two down and a runner at first. Here's the pitch. Good off speed in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Pullen struck out the last two batters in the first. Has a chance to do so in the second. The ball is two strikes, two outs, one on. Pullen sets and fires. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Pullen for the second consecutive frame. And we go to the third here in Pratt. A 1-1 tie here on Care.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs control consistent conception, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Two innings down here in Pratt, the Oskaloosa Bears and Central Heights Vikings. Even Stevens, a 1-1 score. Ray Penning, Brandon Tamman here on Care Radio. Arcelli Crump back inside the circle for the Central Heights Vikings. She will face 8-9-1 in the Bears order here in the top of the third, starting with Michaela Berry, followed by Carly Warner, and then back up to the top with Lydia Turner. And right now, the Bears trying to figure out Crump as she has struck out five consecutive batters going back to that first inning. Here is Berry rocking jersey number 12. First pitch by Crump, a little bit south of the knees for ball one. Seventh trip to the state tournament in program history for Bears softball. Arcelli Crump deals. That one in there for a called strike, evens up the count at 1-1. Boy, this Bears program, they were so dominant from 2012 to 2019, winning eight consecutive Northeast Kansas League titles. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball shoulder high, and Berry went for it. Now down in the count, 1-2. Now Crump trying to strike out her sixth consecutive batter. And here's the 1-2. And she does. Down swinging is Berry for out number one here in the third. Brings up number nine in the order in junior right fielder Carly Warner. She'll bat from the right side. She rocks jersey number 11. The batting gloves not on the hands, but in the back pocket. A little choked up on the back. Good bend to the knees. Plays up in that right side batter's box as Crump deals. Bunt was shown, but Warner missed it, and it's no balls, 1-1. The breeze has been not heavy, but consistent throughout the day here in Pratt. No balls, 1-1. Here's the pitch, another bunt attempt. This time it's popped up into the netting, and Warner's going to have to rethink her decision on the next pitch. It's 0-2. Well, these Bears are just trying to get over that hump. They've had multiple second-place finishes here at State, a fourth-place finish going back to 2012. That was in 3A. Knocking on the door over the last decade, having a chance here in 2025. Next pitch, a little bit outside. Boy, that barely missed. Good eye by Warner, and it's 1-2. Both teams scoring one in the first, a 1-1 tie here in the top of inning number three. Crump sets the righty to the righty. Swing and a miss. And that ball gets away from the catcher, so they got to throw it down to first. Nice job by Hamlin to get it to Evans. And that secures now the seventh consecutive strikeout for Arcelli Crump. And we get back to the top of the order with junior Lydia Turner, who singled and scored the Bears' lone run back in the first. Boy, she worked a good at bat. Fouled off a couple of pitches, got it to a full count, ultimately singled the right field. Took a good hack at the first pitch, a fastball, fouled it straight back, and it's 0-1. The Spartans of Cedarvale Dexter awaiting the winner in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. Here's the 0-1 to Turner. A little bit low, even Stevens now, 1-1. Bears came into this tournament collectively as a team, batting an even 400 on the year, averaging 11 runs per game. 1-1, bases empty, 2 down, top three, 1-1 tie here in Pratt. The pitch just missed upstairs, and it's 2-1. That run that the Bears scored in the first inning was their 301st run of the season. 2-1. Here's the offering by Crump. That one caught the inside part of the plate, a called strike. Good location there, and it's 2-2. Now, if Turner can do something, Olivia Marsh is waiting patiently with the shin guards on. What the catchers normally do with two outs in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch. Good hack there, but it's fouled away, so we'll try it again at 2-2. Over the second time here today, Turner and Crump. A nice little battle going. Turner won the first battle in the first with a single. And Crump wants the opposite result here. Another 2-2 on the way. Another foul off. Pitch was a little bit low and inside. But a good cut there by Turner to keep it alive once again. So another 2-2 pitch set to be delivered by Arcelli Crump. Here it is. Went off speed and it just missed low. Wow, she took a lot off of that one compared to the previous pitch. But Turner with a great eye and the count again. Battle between these two runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The 3-2. And this one is roped down the right field line, and it's in play. It's a fair ball. Turner rounding first. She heads to second. The throw not in time. And a second consecutive lengthy battle between Turner and Crump. And this time, Turner goes extra bases. It is a two-out double here in the third. That keeps the inning alive for Paris Olivia Marsh, who drove in the lone Bears run back in the first with a single, but got herself picked off at second base, which was a strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play that really hurt the Bears' chances of a bigger inning. Third baseman in roulette playing heavy up. First pitch high fastball to Olivia Marsh has swung on and missed, and the count's no balls, one strike. Now can Olivia Marsh, the junior catcher, come through with two outs? Go-ahead run at second base with Lydia Turner after a two-out double. Here is the 0-1 offering. A little bit low and outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, prior to that double, Crump had struck out 7 consecutive batters. There's a swing and a miss right there. Another good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Now Olivia Marsh. Protection mode, it's 1-2. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. 2-1A softball quarterfinals here on Care Radio. Big two-out spot here for Olivia Marsh, but down at 1-2. Crump shakes yes to the sign by Hamblin. Spins and fires. Lifted high in the air. Foul territory behind home plate. A chance for Hamblin, and she drops it. Oh, boy. Well, let's see if that comes back to bite the Vikings. And that keeps the at-bat alive for Olivia Marsh. Boy, she had a play under it right in front of the netting. A little bit more towards the first base side. And that one simply in and out of the catcher's mitt of Hamblin. Can Olivia Marsh make the Vikings pay for that one? The count not in her favor. Still 1-2. Turner patiently awaiting at second. Here's the pitch. In there. Called strike 3. And that ends the inning. So a two-out double, Turner is stranded. 2.5 in the books. We're deadlocked at 1 here on Care Radio.
Exciting news, Hoyt. Fiber internet from Giant Communications is on the way. Unlike the competition, we offer no data caps, just unlimited high-speed fiber internet. Enjoy symmetrical speeds for seamless uploading and downloading, powered by your trusted local provider. Stream, game, and work without limits on the fastest, most reliable connection available. Fiber to the home is on the way. Visit giantcomm.net/Hoyt or call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Giant Communications. Better, faster, local.
Bottom of the third inning here on Care Radio. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Salmon with you here in Pratt, Kansas. Well, weather-wise, it's certainly the best scenario. Took until the fourth quarter final here in this tournament. All three of the higher seeds winning the other games here today, and that would play out in this one. Well, that benefits Central Heights as they are the 4 seed. But the Bears trying to break that trend as we go to the bottom of the third inning, a 1-1 tie. As Lily Pullen gets her final warm-up tosses in, throw down to second base. She'll get the top of the order. Starting here with Melanie Christian, followed by Ashley Harkins and Macy Cubitt. Both teams getting their lone runs of the game in the first. Pullen has struck out 3. She has hit 1 batter. So here's Christian, just south of a .600 batting average. Singled and scored the lone run in the first, and she swings at the first pitch, lifts it high to shallow right center field, and a basket catch on the edge of the grass by Warner, the right fielder. Nice defensive play. She had to run a long ways to the edge of the grass and calling off King at second for out number one here in the bottom of the third. That brings up Ashley Harkins, who had a productive out in her first at-bat with a sacrifice bunt. Steps in for a second time. Turner's first pitch, or Pullen's first pitch, beg your pardon, is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The Bears certainly helping the Vikings get that one run in the first, thanks to a couple of errors. They have tightened things up on that side here, as we are now in the bottom of the third. Here's an 0-1, and in there for a called strike. Pullen jumps in front at 0-2. Macy Cubitt on deck. Open stance from the right side batter's box. Junior needs to protect at 0-2. Pullen sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Way behind on it and missing it all. And for Lily Pullen, it is strikeout number 5. So 2 up and 2 down here in the home third, and that brings up Macy Cubitt. Junior second baseman reached on an error. In that first inning, plays back in the box. Feet fairly close together, but a tad bit open. First pitch a little bit south for ball one. Cubitt. C-U-B-I-T. Macy Cubitt. One ball, no strikes. Pullen sets. Spins that ball left side hip. And kicks it through. Ground ball left side. Shortstop Turner has it. Fields fires. Delivers a dart for the third out, and that retires the side. So, Pullen faced 5 in the first. She faced 4 in the second. And here in the third, she faces the minimum. We go to the fourth inning here in Pratt, a 1-1 tie here on CAIR.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As expected so far, a good battle between the 4 and 5 seeds here in this 2-1-A state softball tournament. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tama with you. The Central Heights Vikings and Oskaloosa Bears deadlocked at 1 apiece. As we go to the 4th inning, Arcelli Crump, she has been very good inside the circle. She has struck out 8 Bears today. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 in this hockey order to get things going in the top of inning number 4. This is sophomore Kirsten Mitchell. Strikeout victim, her first time up. And the first pitch of the 4th inning is roped back up the middle and out towards actually the gap in right center. Long turn by Mitchell. She wants a double, and she's got it. How about a leadoff double here for Kirsten Mitchell, the sophomore for the Bears? Boy, that had a lot of spin on it, and it was hit very hard off the initial bump of the bat. It looked to be basically right back up the middle towards center, but once it got towards the edge of the grass, that ball was tailing towards that right center field gap. Ferguson cut it off, but couldn't get it back in time. So the go-ahead run at second base with nobody out, and here is Harper Heston, who pops up the first pitch. Left side of the infield, Christian, the shortstop, makes the catch for out number 1. Big first out recorded there by the Vikings, and that leaves Mitchell still at second. Here is the sophomore and Lily Pullen. Get these opportunities in games of this magnitude, you got to find a way to come through. Trying to break a 1-1 tie here in the 4th. First pitch to Pullen, a little bit outside for ball 1. Struck out swinging on a 1-2 pitch in her first at bat back in the 2nd. Mitchell at second after a leadoff double. One out here in the inning, a 1-1 tie. Here's the pitch, and popped up and foul out of play. And the count evens up, 1-1. Bryn King in the on-deck circle here for Oskaloosa. These two teams' overall record separated by just 1 game. Bears at 22-5, and the Vikings at 23-4. and have played even into this fourth inning. Bears have a chance, though, here with a runner at scoring or in scoring position. Now this pitch is outside, gets away from the catcher. Throw is cut off by Christian, and boy, Christian probably saved a run. Hamblin's throw down to third was way too high, but Christian did exactly what she was supposed to do at her shortstop position. She backs it up and keeps Mitchell at third base. But now a productive at-bat, which could be an out, could give the Bears their second lead of the game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And evens up the count, 2-2. Took a little bit off, as some would say, pulled the string just a touch. So an even count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, Mitchell at third base. Pulling from that left side batter's box, opened up on her stance. As Crump sets and fires. Swing and a miss. And Pullen strikes out for a second consecutive at bat. Well, now 2 outs, and it's up to Bryn King, a freshman. Mitchell at third. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the fourth. Can the freshman deliver? Could argue maybe her biggest at bat of the season to this point. And the first pitch is fouled away, caught the kind of nub part of the bat, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike. And Crump, she has struck out 9 batters already today. Sets and fires an 0-1. Bunt put down and caught a piece of it, and it's a foul ball. And it's 0-2. Well, now the repertoire is opened up for Crump inside the circle. The heavy advantage here on the freshman King at 0-2. Mitchell at third base, 2 outs. We're deadlocked here in the fourth. Spins it at the right hip, puts it knee high, now swings it on through, and a ground ball just foul. Boy, it was an off-speed pitch, and King's swing makes you believe that she thought a fastball was coming, but just out in front and pulled it foul. So we'll try it again at 0-2. A base hit would give the Bears a lead, which would be their second lead of the game. But right now we're deadlocked at 1. Big 0-2 pitch here by Crump. It's on the way. Just missed inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on King. One thing I've noticed about the corner infield with Roulette at third, Evans at first, they play up fairly consistently regardless of the situation. Here's a 1-2. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But King battling back here. They're getting down 0-2, fouling one away, seeing 2 consecutive outside the zone. So we're evened up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mitchell at third. 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. A 1-1 tie here in Pratt. Here's Crump's pitch. This one is hit out towards center field, and it drops in for a base hit. The freshman King comes through. A throw to second is going to be in time. She tried to stretch it out, and the inning is over, but the job is done as the run comes in to score. King credited with an RBI single, and we're halfway in, halfway to go here in Pratt. The Bears retake the lead. It's 2-1 here on Care.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
The Oskaloosa Independent newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
Halfway in, halfway to go here on Care Radio. Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning with you. We're in Pratt, 2-1-A softball, final quarterfinal here today. The 4-5 seeds duking it out. That last half inning, the Oskaloosa Bears retaking the lead at 2-1, an RBI knock by freshman Bryn King, but was thrown out at second base trying to stretch that into extra bases. But again, the damage done, and pulling back inside the circle facing Arcelli Crump, number 4 spot cleanup spot, I should say. At Central Heights order, first pitch a swing and a miss for strike number 1. So a 2-1 Oskaloosa lead. 1 run in the first and 1 in the fourth. Vikings got their lone run back in the first as well. No balls, one strike, and the pitch is fouled away. And quickly Krupp behind at no balls, two strikes. Arcelli Krupp, A-R-A-C-E-L-Y. Arcelli. Right now needs to put something together here. Pullen has the advantage at 0-2. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it upstairs, just north of the belt. And strikeout number 6 by Pullen. And the first strikeout and out, I should say, here in inning number 4. That'll bring up Sydney Evans. Base is empty, one out here in the bottom of the 4th. Strikeout victim, her first time up. Back in the box, open on that right side stance, and hacks at the first pitch and fouls it away for strike 1. So the Bears have their second lead of today's game. Scored that run in the first, took a 1-0 lead. Vikings got it back to tie it at 1. We were scoreless into the top of the 4th. Bears retaking that lead on the RBI by King. Next pitch fouled away. And quickly, no balls, two strikes. As Evans, the senior first baseman, got in this exact scenario in her first at bat and went down swinging to end that first inning. Well, you don't want to do that to end the 4th, but certainly Pullen has a chance to do that. Pullen sets, staggered stance, left foot closer to that first base side of the rubber. Here's an 0-2. It's upstairs. Well, it would be the second out of the inning, I beg your pardon, if Evans were to strike out. Miss said that statement there, but now 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Evans. Pullen sets and fires. Got it. Outside part of the plate. Called strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the away, or in the home 4th, I should say. Make it 7. Now K's for Pullen. And 2 outs for Abigail Roulette. Now both these pitchers are racking up the K's here today. Right now the Bears have the most important stat. That's the lead on the scoreboard at 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball, and it's no balls, one strike. Well, the Vikings sent 5 to the plate in the first, 4 to the plate in the second. Pullen set them down in order in the 3rd, and now has a chance to do it in the 4th. This one is fouled away, straight back, out of play. And all 3 batters in this inning that Pullen has faced, she has jumped out in front 0-2. Now Pullen would love to tee up her 8th strikeout of the day. Has the advantage on Roulette at 0-2. The lefty delivering to the righty. Here it is. Just caught a piece, fouled it back into the net. Stays 0-2. Went the rise ball there. And if Roulette's able to get on, Latimer in the on-deck circle. Pullen would like none of that. Spins it belt high, left hip. Shakes off one side from Olivia Marsh. Now the second is a yes. There's another foul ball. So she took it off there with an off-speed pitch. Back-to-back 0-2 foul offs. And we'll try it for a 3rd consecutive time. Got no balls and 2 strikes. Roulette popped out to 2nd in her first at bat. Now it's a leadoff bat in the 2nd inning. A 3rd consecutive 0-2 offering on the way by Pullen. Here it is. Swing and a miss. How about that inning? As Pullen strikes out the side and racks up her 8th strikeout here today. We go to the 5th inning here in Pratt. The Bears 2 and the Vikings 1.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
High school softball continues on CARE Radio. Longside studio producer Ray Penning, about 4+ hours away from where I'm at. Appreciate the hard work. Brennan Tabman with you here in Pratt. The Oskaloosa Bears, a 2-1 lead on the Central Heights Vikings in the final quarterfinal here in this state softball championship tournament. We go to the fifth inning. Arcelli Crump back inside the circle. She has been dynamo for this Vikings team, but has to keep the Bears off the board and keep this at a one-run game. The two combined starting pitchers with Crump and Pullen, so far as we go to this fifth inning, have combined to strike out 17. Here's Maisie Peak, who steps in from the right side batter's box. Crump's first pitch, bunt shown, put down, just foul. And the fifth inning is moving along. So Crump has struck out 9. And Pullen, all of a sudden, is up to 8 strikeouts as we have completed 4. Now on to inning number 5. The Bears in front, 2-1. 1 in the first, 1 in the fourth. Vikings lone run way back in the first. Another bunt put down. It's going to take it on a hop. It's bobbled by Roulette at third, but the throw is on time for the out. Boy, that was close. Roulette had a little bit of a bobble, charged it hard, and after the bobble, fields and fires and just gets Peak in time for out number 1. First out here in the top of the fifth. That brings up Michaela Berry, freshman DP, strikeout victim her first time up. Base is empty, 1 down here in the fifth. A little bit up in that right side batter's box. Jersey number 12, bat above heavily that right shoulder. And the first pitch a little bit high for ball 1. Now, neither team has made any defensive substitutions. It's been straight across the board. Hamblin, the catcher. Roulette at third. Chris John at short. Cubitt at second. Evans at first. Ouellette in left. Ferguson in center. Harkins in right. Here's a 1-0. And it runs inside and hits Perry on the left side of the leg, maybe closer to the kneecap. She charges down to first base with a 1-out base runner. That is the first hit batter for Crump. Neither starting pitcher has walked a batter, but they have now both hit one batter. Here's number 9 in the order, Carly Warner. Runner at first base, 1 out. Bears leading 2-1 in the top of the fifth. Shows bunt, puts down, but foul. And it's 0-1. Well, again, the batting gloves are there, but not on her hands. Scattered in the back pockets, using on the base pass. A little choked up on the bat, plays up in that right side batter's box, heavy bend of the knees. As an 0-1 is on the way by Crump, another bunt put down, could be a tough play. Roulette fields, only played a first. Oh, the throw was high, but Evans able to reach up and snag it just in time for the out. But Warner does her job and gets Barry into scoring position with 2 outs. Well, good person to have up here, your leadoff hitter in Lydia Turner, who is in the best offensive production on either side here today. She is 2-for-2 with a double and a single and a run scored. A base hit could add to this Bears lead. And she come through in the clutch with 2 down. First pitch missing inside, ball 1. And both of her first 2 at-bats were lengthy, and both reached 3-2 counts, and both resulted in Turner hits. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Crump there. Evens up the count at 1-1. Well, considering when we started at about 11 this morning with these games, the weather is nearly night and day difference from then to now. The 1-1 by Crump. A little bit high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Turner is as patient as they come at the dish. She has seen a lot of pitches from Crump, and now her 3rd at bat today. Runner at second base, 2 down. Here in the top of the 5th, Bears trying to add to a 2-1 lead. Next pitch, though, in there for a called strike. And we're evened up at 2-2. Five hits collected by this Bears team so far today against Crump. 2-2. It is in the dirt, ball three, and now a throw down to third, but scampering back to second base safely is Barry. So now three at-bats for Turner today against Crump. All three have worked to a full count. And the first two resulting in Turner base hit. Can she go 3-for-3 in that stat? We shall see. The 3-2. Inside, ball four. Now she'll take it. It's not a hit, but she reaches base safely with two down. And she has reached base in all three of her at-bats. It's the first walk issued by Crump. And now it's up to Paris Olivia Marsh. Runners at first and second with two down. Top of the fifth inning, Bears leading the Vikings 2-1. Here's Olivia Marsh, who is credited with the RBI in that first run back in the first. Also has a strikeout back in the third. Crump sets and fires. First pitch high for ball one. And now a pickle between second and third. The throw to third and the tag applied for the out. The inning is over. Not sure what Barry was thinking there. Got way too far off second base. And then by the time she made a decision, she darted for third. And she is gunned out as Roulette applied the tag. Well, it's unfortunate for the Bears, but they hold the lead. It is still 2-1. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning after this here on KR Radio.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
Well, it's been good so far from the jump. The Oskaloosa Bears and Central Heights Vikings here in Pratt. A date in the semifinals tomorrow with top seed and number one Cedarvale Dexter is on the line. Go to the bottom of the fifth here on KR Radio, and the Bears have a 2-1 lead. Lily pulling back inside the circle. She struck out the side in the fourth and has struck out four of the last five she has seen. And leading off the bottom of the fifth is Kaylee Latimer, sophomore DP. And pulling sets, and the lefty fires to the righty and a ground ball to the right side and past the second baseman and King for a leadoff single. Well, the first baseman, Farmer, I thought probably had the best play on that ball, but gave up on it. And I think King had the kind of a similar mindset there. And by the time she tried to make a play, it was too late. The Latimer at first base with nobody out, representing the tying run. That brings up junior catcher Lila Hamblin. A 2-1 Bears lead. Central Heights, the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Hamblin, a little bit low for ball one. Strikeout victim. And her first AB, again, Poland has struck out eight today so far. And the 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes. Both starting pitchers in this game, for the most part, have done a very good job of getting out in front of hitters. That's not the case here with Hamblin, who's ahead 2-0, but not seen many of those scenarios yet. Choked up on the bat. The 2-0 is in there for a called strike and just caught the lip. And it's two balls and one strike. Senior Jaylee Ferguson in the on-deck circle as the Vikings look to tie this game up. They're down 2-1 here against Dosky. And as Poland kind of went towards the motion to pitch, Hamblin calls time, steps back out of the box. So they reset, put the count at 2-1. Here it is. And fouled away. Evens up the count, 2-2. Latimer at first base after a leadoff single. Two balls, two strikes to count on catcher Lila Hamblin. Poland would love to tee up her ninth strikeout here. Can she do so? Looking for that first out here in the home fifth. The 2-2. There it is. A swing and a miss at a high off-speed pitch. And strikeout number 9 put in the books. And the big first out recorded here in the home fifth. That brings up number 9 in the order, Jaylee Ferguson. a strikeout victim on three pitches in her first at-bat today. So Latimer's still at first base, but now one out. She'll show bunt and puts it down, but foul. And Ferguson jumps behind at 0-1. Well, we have seen some good games here today. All three of the other quarterfinals have been very solid and competitive across the board. But all three of the higher seeds have advanced to this point. Bears looking to break that trend as they're the 5 seed here against the 4 seed Vikings. Bears do have a 2-1 lead. Good bunt put down and just trickled foul. That would have been a tough play for Oski to make. And fortunate for them, because now Ferguson has to trot back into the box with the count 0-2. Ben Pullen has struck out 9, 4 of her last 5, and 5 of the last 7 she has sat down on strikes. She wants to keep that trend moving. Pullen sets, and the 0-2. Got it on the outside corner, called strike 3. Monstrous K. Double digits now. She's up to 10. And 2 outs in the inning. And it gets back to the top of the order for a third time. It's Melanie Christian. A single and a run scored. She has also popped out to right field. In her last at bat, Warner made a great play on the edge of the grass, running a long way for a basket catch. First pitch here to Christian, a little bit low for ball 1. So after the leadoff single by Latimer, still stranded there after Hamblin and Ferguson went down on strikes. 1 ball, no strikes here on Christian. Pullen sets, leans back, swings it through, and missed inside for ball number 2. Central Heights, they are coached by Jamie Sechrist. 4th consecutive trip here to state. Trying to get out of the first round for the first time since 2022. Here's the pitch. Little bit low. 3 balls, no strikes here on Christian with Ashley Harkins in the on-deck circle. Latimer at first base. 2 outs here in the home fifth. Bears holding on to a 2-1 lead. Would expect Christian to maybe let this one slide by. Olivia Marsh putting down a couple signs and a time called. Pullen shook off a couple signs there. Again, a time was called by the home plate umpire. So I don't think at any point today until now, Pullen had worked a 3-0 count to any batter. And the 3-0 missing inside, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk. That is the first walk issued by Pullen. And now with 2 outs, Central Heights, runners at 1st and 2nd, trailing 2-1. Here is Ashley Harkins. And the junior right fielder come through with 2 down here in the 5th with her team down a singular run. Pullen, like to say no thank you. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Oh, boy. Harkins thought she had called time. She had stepped out of the box completely. The umpire did not give it to her, and Pullen just threw a fastball right down the middle for strike 1. Don't see that too often. Now a bunt put down in there for a called strike, and quickly 0-2 on Harkins. Not the ideal start to this at-bat for the junior right fielder. 2 on, 2 outs here in the home fifth. Bears looking to hang on to this 2-1 lead. Count 0-2 here on Harkins. Pullen sets. Leans, kicks, and deals. Just missed upstairs. Woo! That was on the edge, but goes into the favor of Harkins. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Latimer, the runner at 2nd base. Christian, the runner at 1st. Pullen gathers, now settles on the rubber. 1st base, side of the rubber with that left foot. Leans back, and a 1-2. Got it! Called strike 3, right down the middle. On a knee-high fastball, the strikeouts continue to pile up, make it 11 for Pullen, and the Vikings strand 2 here in the bottom of the 5th. Well, 2 innings left, a 2-1 Bears lead here on CARE.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Well, two innings to go here on Care Radio. It's been a good one so far. Two really good pitchers, but the advantage on the scoreboard right now in favor of the 5-seed Oskaloosa Bears. They lead the 4-seed Central Heights Vikings. It's a 2-1 score as Arcelli Crump back inside the circle, trying to keep this thing at a one-run deficit for her team, but a good heavy portion of the lineup coming up here for Aubrey Harsh and the Oskaloosa Bears. It'll be Paris Olivia Marsh, Kirsten Mitchell, and Harper Heston. That is 2, 3, and 4 in the Bears lineup. All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Bears looking to add to a one-run lead. It is 2-1. And Crump's first pitch here in the sixth is fouled away by Olivia Marsh. And here we go. Top of the sixth is underway. Olivia Marsh, an RBI single in that first inning, got the Bears on the scoreboard. And back in the third, she struck out looking to end that inning, so she is 1-for-2 with an RBI. The ball's one strike, base is empty, nobody out. Here's a ground ball, but right back to the pitcher and Crump fields it on a double hop, belt high, easy throw to first to Evans in time for out number one. That brings up Kirsten Mitchell, who led off the fourth inning with a double and would ultimately score that go-ahead run on a single by Bren King. Up here for a third time. 1-for-2, that double and a run scored. She also has a stolen base. And the first pitch to her, a little bit outside for ball one. Taps the outside part of home plate. Steps back in. Crump sets a right v right matchup here. And the pitch. This is drilled deep out into left field. Looking up is Ouellette, and she'll watch it fly. A solo home run by Kirsten Mitchell. And the sophomore has given the Oskaloosa Bears a 3-1 lead here in the sixth. The only way to describe that one, a no-doubter. Bears by 2 at 3-1. Here's the freshman and Harper Heston. How do you follow that? The Bears now a 2-run lead. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and Heston falls behind at 0-1. 0-for-2 today is Heston, a strikeout in the first to pop out to short. Back in the fourth. Here's the 1-1. And a little bit low. And now 2-1. Umpire resets. Crump needs to battle back. The pitch. Fouled away. And now 2-2 here on the freshman in Harper Heston. Now, if you're just joining us, you missed a monster moonshot solo home run by Kirsten Mitchell, giving the Bears a 3-1 lead here in the top of the sixth. Still only one out in the inning, but the count 2-2 here on Heston. Here's the pitch. It is outside. Or correction, they were one pitch off. It is now 2-2. Heston batting from the left side against the righty, Arcelli Crump. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout recorded for out number 2. So a good comeback there by Crump after giving up the home run to Mitchell. A strikeout of Heston. And now 2 outs for Lily Pullen. She would like to flip the script offensively for her today. Yeah, she is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Crump now, that was her 10th strikeout here today. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, ball 1. The Bears now a 3-1 advantage. Two out, bases empty here in the away six. A solo homer by Kirsten Mitchell. Here's the 1-0, a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. So that home run by Kirsten Mitchell was the 11th for Oskaloosa as a team this season. That one, for sure, probably the biggest one of them all. Another good pitch and another result. That is a swing and a miss. Now 1-2 here on Lily Pullen. Boy, these two are going toe-to-toe inside the circle with Pullen and Krupp, both with double-digit strikeouts in the game. But a 1-2 pitch on the way. Here to Pullen. Swing and a miss. Well, you did as good of a job as you could have and needed to if you were Arcelli Krupp after giving up the solo home run. Back-to-back strikeouts ends the inning. But Kirsten Mitchell, a deep shot to left, has given the Bears a 3-1 lead. We go to the home six. We're back after a timeout here on Care Radio.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controls consistent consumption, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs, and with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Back to it here in Pratt, Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. The Oskaloosa Bears trying to advance to the state tournament semifinals. Top seed Cedarvale Dexter awaits. Kirsten Mitchell, a solo home run in that top of the sixth inning, extending the Bears' lead to 2. It is 3-1. As we go to the home six, Macy Cubitt leads it off against Lily Pullen. Both starting pitchers today have combined for 22 strikeouts. They each have 11. And the first pitch in the bottom of the sixth inning is called strike to Cubitt, and it's 0-1. Well, the Vikings down 2 are down to their final 2 at-bats and 6 outs to spare. They got 3, 4, and 5 up in the order here against Pullen. Next pitch, a little bit high, 1-1. Cubitt here, Arcelli Krupp, and Sidney Evans. And 3, 4, and 5 have combined to go 0-6 against Pullen today. Here's a 1-1, a good pitch there, swing and a miss. 1-2. Cubitt entered the tournament with a .333 batting average. Now down in the count here, 1-2. Again, 0-2 today, but reached on an error. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, slow roller. Turner has it at short, long throw, and in time for out number one. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That brings up Arcelli Krupp. 0-2, 2 strikeouts. And now the Vikings with 5 outs to spare. The Bears a 3-1 lead. Bears 1 in the first, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth. And Central Heights looking for their first run since the lone one they put up back in the bottom of the first. Here's the first pitch to Krupp, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Both of the strikeouts on Krupp today have been swinging, and both have been on 0-2 counts. And 0-1. Fouled away. So again, it is 0-2. Pullen has 11 strikeouts pitching into the sixth inning here today. Faced 5 in the first, but since then, she has dialed it up and has been dialed in. Here's an 0-2 to Krupp. A little bit low, 1-1. Kind of dribbled that one in there. But still the favoring count to Pullen at 1-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, bases empty and 1 out. A 3-1 Bears lead looking to advance. Here's the 1-2. Just a touch upstairs, 2-2. It was right down the center of the plate, but just a little bit north of the zone. So now after 0-2, Crump battles back to even it up. Two balls and two strikes as Pullen shakes off the first two. Third time's a charm with the call from Olivia Marsh. Here it is. Swing and a miss. There's a reason Pullen shook off the first couple signs. She dials up another strikeout, make it 12. Second out on this bottom of the sixth inning. And here's the senior in Sydney Evans. And now four outs to spare here for the Vikings. Pullen shook off the first sign from Olivia Marsh. Likes the second call. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Went for the slap shot there, but that pitch was pretty much nearly in the dirt. That shows me that Evans knew she was probably going to swing no matter what. Now behind at 0-1. Pullen sets, kicks, and fires. And another swing and a miss. And it's quickly 0-2. Can Pullen rack up strikeout number 13? No balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's just fouled off. We'll try it again at no balls and two strikes. They have not been able to do much against Pullen today. Have this Vikings offense just the one run on two hits. Or correction, nope, that's right, two hits. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Another minimum order face, 2-3-4 down with two strikeouts, 13 for Pullen. And Oskaloosa, a chance for a little insurance. They lead the Vikings 3-1 as we go to the seventh here on CARE.
The Oskaloosa Independent Newspaper wishes the Oskaloosa girls good luck at state softball. The Independent covers the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Follow the Oskaloosa Independent on Facebook to stay up to date. Go Oskaloosa Lady Bears.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Seventh inning here in Pratt. Oskaloosa trying to stamp their ticket to the semifinals here in the 2-1A state softball tournament tomorrow. They got to hold on. They look to add a little bit of insurance here in the top of the seventh inning. They have a 3-1 lead on the four seed Central Heights Vikings. Bryn King will lead it off. She had a monster hit in her last at bat, broke a 1-1 tie in the fourth inning with an RBI single, but was thrown out at second trying to stretch that into a double. She'll lead off the seventh here, and Crump's first pitch is low and inside for ball one. After that hit by King in the fourth that gave the Bears a 2-1 lead, Kirsten Mitchell, a monster moonshot home run to left in the sixth to get us to what we have now, which is a 3-1 margin. There's a ground ball right back to Crump. She fields it nicely on a hop and over to first for out number one. That brings up Maisie Peak, 0-2 in this game tonight, a strikeout and a ground out. Steps in from that right side batter's box. Crump sets and fires and a foul off there, and it's no balls, one strike. Tried to bunt and just put it right back into the netting there. Crump's had a good night, but her team down by two. She has racked up 11 strikeouts. And 0-1. Another foul off there, and Peak now down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Kayla Berry in the on-deck circle for the Oskaloosa Bears with a 3-1 lead batting in the top of the seventh. So minimal. Central Heights going to need at least two in the home half to keep their season alive. Here's an 0-2. Boy, that barely missed. And when I say barely, I mean barely. One ball, two strikes. Well, Peek sets back in. Another freshman at the dish here wearing jersey number 14 as Crump sets. Swings it through. Missed it high. Two balls and two strikes. Base is empty. One out here in the top of the seventh. Oskaloosa 3, Central Heights 1. And Crump sets. Fires. In there for a called strike number 3. Got it on the inside part of the plate for out number 2. And for Arcelli Crump, that is strikeout number 12. So two outs. Here's Michaela Berry. She was hit by a pitch in her last at-bat, but was picked off at third base to end that inning. And Crump sets and fires in the first pitch. Popped up to the right side and lands foul. No balls, one strike here on number 8 in the Oskaloosa order, Michaela Berry, the DP here in this game today. Both teams have kept it the exact same defensively from the jump, including the same two starting pitchers. Here's an 0-1 by Crump to Berry, and it's a foul tip into the mitt of Hamblin for strike number 2. So no balls, two strikes here on Berry. Top of the seventh inning, Bears a 3-1 lead. Crump trying to retire this part of the order, 1-2-3. Here is the 0-2 to Berry, and a swing and a miss. And Crump did exactly what she needed to do, set down the Bears in order, including a couple of strikeouts to give her 13. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Bears are 3 outs away. They lead the Vikings 3-1 here on KAIR.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the Oskaloosa Bears are 3 outs away from advancing to the state semifinals, where the top seed, Cedarvale Dexter Spartans, awaits. Lily Pullen back inside the circle. Central Heights needing at least 2 to tie, and 3 would win it. A 3-1 Bears lead. Abigail Roulette, number 6 in the order, leading things off here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Lily Pullen has racked up 13 strikeouts here tonight and needs 3 outs to move her team on to a 1 o'clock semifinal tomorrow. First pitch in the bottom of the 7th, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Latimer and Hamblin, 6, 7, and 8 in the Central Heights Vikings lineup. It has not been able to do much against Poland here today. Got 3 outs to spare. Here's an 0-1. Popped up and just foul. So quickly Roulette behind in the count. It is 0-2. Poland has been so good since a somewhat shaky first inning. She has kept the Vikings on their heels pretty much all game. But again, still needs to get these final 3 outs to advance the Bears into tomorrow. Here's an 0-2 to Roulette. Out in front of it, and she fouls it away out of play, so we'll try it again at 0-2. A Central Heights team in danger of losing in the first round of the state tournament for a 3rd consecutive season. This is their 4th straight trip to state and their 6th overall in school history. Last time they got out of the first round was 2022. No balls, 2 strikes here on Roulette. Pulling sets, fires. A little bit low, ball 1. Still has the advantage at 1-2. Vikings got to find a way to keep the line moving. Open on that right side stance. Down in the count at 1-2. Pulling sets. Likes to call. leans back, fires through, and it's popped up right side, foul territory. Farmer, the first baseman, in front of the home dugout, makes the catch, and that's out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. Vikings down to their final two outs. Here's Kaylee Latimer. She's had a good day. She has reached twice, hit by a pitch in her first at-bat, and then singled in the fifth. Umpire at home base, Justin the Mask, and resetting. 3-1 Bears. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Poland trying to wrap this thing up. Likes the first call from Olivia Marsh. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Olivia Marsh has called a great game. That is part of the mix. When you talk about starting pitching, the catcher is heavily involved. The 0-1 skips in the dirt, evens up the count at 1-1. Latimer's single in the fifth led off the inning. Poland would then strike out the next two batters before issuing a walk. Then she would get Harkin swinging to end that threat. One ball, one strike here on Latimer. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Team strikeouts. Can Latimer be number 14 for Poland? We shall see. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. Did she go? It appears she did not. And it's 2-2. Olivia Marsh thought it was a strike three. It popped out of her glove. She rifled it down to first base. Wasn't sure, but the umpire said ball two. So 2-2 here on Latimer. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Bears leading 3-1. Poland sets and fires. It is high. Three balls, two strikes. It runs full. So Latimer putting together a good AB here. Big pitch coming up here. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on. One out in the home seventh. Bears trying to hold on. They lead it 3-1. Poland spinning that ball. Good pace. On the left hip, the 3-2. Ground ball right side off a hop. First baseman fielding. Farmer taps first for the out, and that is the second out in the inning. It was hit hard by Latimer, but Farmer was fielding it perfectly, had more than enough time to gather and touch the bag, and there are two outs. So it is up to Lila Hamblin, the junior catcher who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. The Bears one out away from moving on. First pitch is a little slow roller right back to Poland inside the circle on to first base in time for the final out, and the Oskaloosa Bears advance to the semifinals. A dominant display by Lily Poland. They get just enough offense, and a date with top seed Cedarvale Dexter awaits tomorrow afternoon. The final score here in Pratt, Oskaloosa 3 and Central Heights 1. Postgame show next here on Care Radio.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tests. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tests controls consistent conception, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs, and with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back one final time here on Care Radio. Appreciate Ray Penning, Joseph Curry helping out here tonight as well. What a win for the Oskaloosa Bears, advancing to the state semifinals tomorrow, a date with number one seed and one loss, Dexter Cedarvale, as Dexter Cedarvale held on to beat Medicine Lodge 3-2 earlier today. But then Oski in the final quarterfinal game tonight, a 3-1 victory against Central Heights, as the Bears now get their 23rd win of the season. They are 23-5 overall. Again, appreciate you hanging with us here one final time, our post-game coverage. Again, both starting pitchers, very good. But Lily Pullen just maybe a touch better. This Oskaloosa Bears team, and she has been so good since coming back from injury. Poland missed the first 12 games of the season, and since she has returned to this Bears lineup, including the win here tonight against Central Heights, the Bears have won 15 of their last 16 games. Maybe outside of Dexter Cedarvale, the Bears may be the hottest team in this field, as they only needed a handful of runs, and both teams scored in the first inning, as the Bears, the away team, got an RBI single by Paris Olivia Marsh and left a couple stranded. Central Heights came right back and got a run in that bottom of the first inning. An error did not help the cause, so the Bears had two errors in that inning. So both teams scratching across one, and the pitchers kind of settled in. Then Oskaloosa would take a 2-1 lead that was in the fourth inning. They got a couple of hits, including a leadoff double by Kirsten Mitchell. We'll talk about her in a second. But a two-out RBI single by freshman Bryn King brought in the go-ahead run to make it 2-1. But she was thrown out at second base, trying to stretch that into a double. We'd go a couple more innings on, both pitchers settling in, still doing their thing. It was still a 2-1 game in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out and the sophomore Kirsten Mitchell at the plate. On a 1-0 pitch, absolutely belts a monster home run, solo variety over the fence in left field, gave the Bears a 3-1 lead, and that would hold up through all seven after that. So again, a 3-1 Oskaloosa victory, and going through the numbers of the starting pitchers as Arcelli Crump took the loss. Again, she was very good, but Lily Pullen just a touch better. Both pitchers going the distance. Crump goes 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs allowed, 13 strikeouts to just 1 walk. She took the loss. On the other side again, Lily Pullen, all 7 innings. The 1 run she allowed was unearned. She walked 1, and she also struck out 13 as well. Again, offensively, we mentioned Kirsten Mitchell had 2 hits, a double, a home run, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Bryn King also driving in a run with an RBI single. So, again, there wasn't a ton of offense, but just enough for the Bears as they advance to the semifinals tomorrow. So, as of right now, it will look to be a broadcast on CARE 93.7 tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, right back here in Pratt. The 5-seed Bears and the 1-seed Spartans of Dexter Cedarvale. But that'll be the second semifinal. The first one at 11 a.m., that's the 2-3 seeds, that's Inman and Bluestem. And then the 2 losers of those semifinals will play roughly around 3 o'clock in the third place game. And the championship is scheduled for a 5 o'clock first pitch here in Pratt. So the Bears have guaranteed 2 games tomorrow. They're going to have to knock off the top seed in this field to get themselves into that 5 o'clock state championship. But hope you'll join us tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for the Spartans and the Bears, and let's get you out on tonight's totals. The Bears get to 23-5 on the year with a 3-1 victory. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 3 on base. The winning pitcher was Lily Pullen. All seven innings, I should say. The 1 run allowed was unearned. She walked 1 and struck out 13. For the now 23-5 Vikings of Central Heights, their season comes to an end. 3rd consecutive year, they have been ousted in the first round of this tournament. 1 run, just 2 hits, no errors, and they left 4 on base. Arcelli Crump, the losing pitcher, although she was very solid, 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and 13 strikeouts. As we mentioned, hope you join us tomorrow around 1 o'clock, Cedarvale, Dexter, and Oskaloosa, a semifinal here at the girls' Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament here in Pratt. For Ray Penning, Joseph Curry, appreciate you stepping in late. I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot Country 93.7.
I love this station.